Welcome to your Thursday morning, and welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning into the final hour of the morning drive vibe, and getting straight into a really cool interview. If you're the kind of person who loves to keep their finger on the pulse of what's trending in terms of style and interiors, and if you have to buy the latest magazines to make sure that you're on trend and you know what's coming our way from overseas influencers and trending local creatives, well then this interview is probably going to be right up your alley, because we are talking to an interior designer of note and one who regularly is doing work in our orbits here on the KZN North Coast, but not just here in around Bolito, far and wide, in fact, and with an interior design firm by the name of Redesign Interiors. My special guest, Paige Woplington, is in the house with me right now to talk about the Redesign Interiors story. And Paige, welcome to you. How are you doing on a Thursday?
I'm great. Thanks, Mike.
It's great to have you in the house. You see, not just interior style, but you've styled yourself in a very eye-catching attire for a radio interview. They say, what do they say? Look good, sound good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Got to bring the confidence.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Redesign Interiors story. We were just having a little chat off air and finding out about how far the journey goes back for you. And this is not a recent flash in the pan. This has been something that you've been working at for how many years now?
Yeah, it's just about 15 years now.
Wow. So we were saying, when you say 15 years, when you say a decade and a half, it sounds like really, really old, but experienced. And obviously, 15 years, things have evolved in terms of the style, the flavors of the moment in terms of interiors, and your perspective on where we're at right now in terms of the trends that you're bumping up against in terms of the appetite for interior design. Is there an ever-growing need? Do you feel like it's an exciting moment right now to be working in this space?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, when I first started, it wasn't really such a thing for people to have an interior designer. It wasn't something that was needed or thought of quite often, you know, like, I have a house, I need someone to help me out with that. And now it's become much more evident in people's lives that their spaces have a big effect on how they feel and their moods.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also people have got a lot more brave in the interior design space. Before it was just like, oh, let's be calm, let's be beige, let's be what, you know, and now it's like, oh, let's try this color, let's do something new. What new thing can I have that somebody else doesn't have? Like, you know, experience something else. Yeah, it's quite exciting at the moment. Yeah,
that's brilliant. And do you think there was a post-COVID shift that maybe made people a bit more intentional or aware of, you know, when we were locked down for so long in our spaces, and people really started to figure out, like, what wasn't working, or what was depressing about this particular space, or, you know, how could I enhance this to make it functional as maybe a workspace and a living space and a playground as well?
Yeah.
Did you see some interesting stuff coming out of that moment?
Yeah, definitely. I think people hadn't really spent that much time in their homes at all. You know, lives are so busy with work and kids and whatever else comes around that having a whole month sat in your house made you realize that your gray wall behind you really did nothing for you. Yeah, so there's definitely a big focus on how that space can be more functional for them and make them feel great. Yeah, it's definitely had a change.
Amazing. Now, your headquarters are up in sort of Westville area, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
But you work right throughout KZN, in fact, right throughout the country. In fact, actually, not even just within this country. You were telling me off air that you've recently taken on a really exciting project up in Africa. What's happening there?
Yeah, so we're working on this amazing house. It's 8,000 square meters, which, you know, doesn't think like a house at all. But it's got everything in it. The clients have been absolutely amazing. They've kind of given us carte blanche with the design. So we've just gone to town. It's been awesome. And it's just coming to the end now. So it'll be fun to show people.
Wow, so this is going to be like a boutique hotel.
It is, yeah. It's been changed into a boutique hotel now. It's only got 9 rooms, but it's got bowling alleys and pools and jacuzzis, everything. Everything you can think of is in this house.
Like, what a cool project to be able to put your name to and to add to the portfolio, right?
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been 4 years in the making. But yeah, to work on something like that with the suppliers that we've worked on, with the different consultants and specialists, it's just been fabulous.
Yo, and when you look back at the last 15 years, have there been other real standout moments, any career highlights that that you think back on and think, wow, that was really cool, that was something special?
Gosh, I have a really bad memory. But I've had such an amazing time with my business. I've got such amazing clients that I've been working with for the last 10 years, maybe even more than that. And they appreciate what I can offer in a creative sense, and I appreciate that they allow me to have that freedom. And we've had some amazing stuff that's come out of it, some gorgeous homes, some beautiful restaurants. My Decorex stands are probably one of my highlights because I just get to have complete fun with those. So I think I just, you know, give it my all, and every year is a good one.
Oh, that's so cool. But the fact that you've got, repeat business from clients that, you know, goes back 10 years, and, you know, they feel confident that they want to keep using you for different stuff, and whether it's a redesign or something, or a new project, that you've built those relationships, and that's got to be at the core of the success of your business, right? Relationships.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so divine to have people, you know, that will continuously come back, and then you feel great, like, yeah, I've done this well. So that's amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
That's validation right there.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in at this moment in the middle of the interview, talking interior design, and an interior design firm called Redesign Interiors, headed up by Paige Woplington. She's in the studio with me right now, and you are regularly here on the Dolphin Coast in around Bolito. Obviously, there's a lot of trendy people in this part of the world, a lot of trendy homes and spaces. And do you find that it's mainly residential projects that bring you out into our neck of the woods, or is it sometimes a mix of commercial restaurants? I mean, what are you finding is the sort of the flavor at the moment?
So this side for us, it's definitely been more of a residential thing. I think there's so much development happening around on the North Coast that it's a kind of a given. Restaurants and that sort of thing has been more Amshlanga kind of side for us.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
but you're equally comfortable with whether it's a small little lock up and go thing, or a big sprawling boutique hotel vibe, or a restaurant. You know, you don't say I'm only going to do interiors for apartment blocks, for example.
No. So, I mean, one of my things from the start has been that everybody deserves good design, and that you can be happier by design. So I don't believe that should be limited to, you know, one section or whatnot. So whatever kind of comes our way, and if we work well with the client that comes up, then, you know, we'll do our best to make their bedroom amazing or whatever it is.
And how does that process start in terms of your very first conversations with a client? They've decided they need some professional assistance.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a sort of rough idea of where they want to go. Maybe they've got some colors. Maybe they've got a Pinterest board going. How do you come in and sort of guide them on this journey and nurture that relationship from start to completion? What's the first step in that?
So the first step is pretty important, because I've got to try and figure out who the person is that I'm dealing with and what their likes and dislikes are, and what would actually make them happier. Mm. So probably the first, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes is just actually them talking to me and telling me about their house and what they want, or their restaurant and what their vision is, and just going through the motions of where their vision is and, you know, what they're dreaming of. And then I start to delve in with a couple more questions based on what I've heard, and then get that shift on what their personality is.
Yeah.
I mean, what couch you want and how many floors you are, like, that's just part of the designing process. But really, to get into that person's personality and understand that is probably the most vital part, and happens in that first meeting.
And what do you think there's a misconception when it comes to people think that, okay, if I bring an interior designer in, that maybe that's just going to make this budget for this whole rebuild or redesign just go through the roof, when in actual fact it might actually save you money, because you've got someone who's got a network of suppliers who can actually work to a vision and a timeline and a budget, and might actually help you bring the thing in on budget, maybe even under your initial budget, what you were thinking it was going to be, and maybe with a better result at the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, most of the time, we love to use our suppliers, our little network that we have. We've built them up over the last 15 years. We know they're great. We know they're reliable. We know that we can get a project done on time and on budget when we use these guys. So definitely worth having somebody with the experience to be able to come in and help you out with that, especially if you don't know anything. I mean, it's like me trying to do my accounting. That would suck.
But you've obviously, you're there to offer advice. And when people don't really know, don't have a realistic idea of what a thing might cost, you can advise and you can say, okay, well, look, if you want to do it in marble, okay, this is what we're looking at. And but there's an alternative option here. We can look at a different material here. We can look at a different finish. We can look at scaling this back and maybe swapping this around and achieving still a really close to what your original vision was, but with some tactful, strategic maneuvering. You can work wonders, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's all about the first meeting as well, like getting to know what the client wants and then being able to use my experience and the suppliers and whatnot that I have to get the vision out, even if we have to manipulate a few things to get the right story going.
See, this is why you're the one that people keep coming back to, because you take the time to do that homework in the very beginning and then walk that journey. And it's all about communication, right?
Yeah,
keeping the client in the loop the whole time and getting their buy-in, their sign-off, and building that trust.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing stuff. And it's 15 years, still going strong. For those who are listening to this and are thinking, I need to get this lady on my team to help with my interior design woes, where can folks connect with you and your studio in terms of is it a website, social media? Where can we find Redesign Interiors?
So we do have a website. It's redesign-interiors.co.za. And then also our Instagram profile, which I think is Redesign Love, when it was created 15 years ago. So you can see all of what's happening on there, and then all of our details are on the website and whatnot as well.
This is it. You're getting the picture right here on Radio Life and Style. Redesign Interiors. That is the name to save. If you're at your desk, type it into Google, check out redesign-interiors.co.za. Did I
That's
get that right?
There
you
go.
Totally. Paige is the lady behind the brand, Paige Woplington. You've been hearing her right here on Radio Life and Style. And Paige, we're nearly at the end of 2024, heading into the new year, 2025. Are you noticing already any early trends in terms of color palettes or interior phenomena that are already on your radar?
I just think that people are getting way more brave than what they were before, and totally up to exploring different ideas and different colors and having a bit of fun. Which makes me super excited, because that's definitely my game.
Well, this is it. Heading boldly and brightly into 2025.
Yeah.
If you're looking to level up your interior game, give Paige and the team a bell and check out the full story online, redesign-interiors.co.za, and you'll be better for it. You'll certainly be more stylish, and you'll be the envy of everyone who walks through your space. Paige, thanks for giving us a little look into the Redesign Interiors story. Really excited for this big Rwandan boutique hotel project that you're about to wrap up. Can't wait to see some of the images from that one really soon. And looking forward to having another chat again here on the radio. Maybe you can help us with our studio revamp for 2025. What do you say?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You got it here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you from out of the blue and bringing you back to the music.